This is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Ship Healing.
Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here again to do a wonderful program. Today is Monday, and the date is April 26, 2010. So here we go. Think of a situation in your life that bothered you. Could be anything, and we'll take away the emotional density trauma off of it. So here we go. Think of it right now. I'll count to five to release it. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? One, two, three, four, and five. There's some energy there from some people. Do it again. One, two, three, four, and five. And I'm yawning. Oh, boy. Okay. That was emotional stuff. Let's do a mental body. So help balance your left and right brain. So here we go. So think of a situation again. Maybe it's mental congestion. Too much thought. Caught in the mind energy. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. Okay? And I'm yawning still. Man, must have been a heavy time for some of you out there. Maybe during the weekend. We had our 8-hour call yesterday. That was... pretty heavy, taking away the Black Widow poison that was in people for 8 hours, basically. This is what people do. This is what the dark side practitioners use for doing spells and witchcraft. Typically, they'll tap into that energy pool. They may not know about it because they're using some type of energy to work with. Remember, they're using mind energy, and something then connects them to something. And that something normally is the Black Widow energy and the spider webs. So that was a pretty heavy call. Still pretty heavy, but we're still on the light ship if you're on that call. It was quite something to get this stuff off of us. I won't say all of it's off, but a whole bunch of it is. So let's do a energy here of... let's see. Let's do a trauma body clearing. Remember, these are all invisible bodies that are around us to keep the energies of mind from destroying our body through psychic attacks, okay? And these energies, these bodies are put in place, these energetic bodies, by the Earth Spirit so that we won't die when we first come out of the womb. With people thinking, oh, what a beautiful baby that is. Remember, that's negative energy because it's not your own. You're projecting thoughts to that person. Or negative things, oh, what an ugly baby. So it's the same thing. Both energies are just as bad because it's not compatible to you. And this is how it works. Remember, the body gets attacked with any type of energy being sent to it. So a lot of people don't understand that completely. They think positive thoughts are good and negative thoughts are not. But there's still energy. So if you look at it as an energy... no energy being transmitted to anybody is actually good because it can cause harm. So here we go. Let's do a trauma body clearing. So one, two, three, four, and five. And let's do another clearing here. Let's do a clearing for negative energy. So if you have any negative energy, maybe you have some friends of yours that are thinking negative thoughts about you or positive thoughts, and they're affecting you, because it will affect you some way, we'll release those from you. In fact, let's do it this way. Let's do the positive thoughts so you can get an idea how it's affecting you. So think of a positive thought that maybe somebody's giving to you. Maybe somebody said they're going to pray for you. That, to them, that's a positive thought, right? Maybe they said they love you, okay? Maybe they said they're going to help you out, maybe in your business, or, you know, mow your lawn. They're going to do something good for you, which is, let's say, a positive thought. So let's take away that energy. So just think of something here, and we'll see how that's affecting you. It'll be quite interesting to feel your body get freed up from this here. Remember, this is body energy. So here we go. taking away a positive thought that somebody projected to you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So take note of that. And now we'll do a negative thought. To me, it's the same thing. Thought is thought. It's mind energy. It's extraterrestrial energy being perpetrated on you against your free will. So here we go. This is who created thoughts of the mind, the aliens. So, and they put you in time with these thoughts. So here we go. Remember, a positive thought could hold you back in time. It could keep you in place so you can't move forward. So that's quite interesting to really understand that. So here's a negative thought. So think of one, and it could be anybody, anything. And when you're ready, here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I guess we'll turn the show over to our co-host here. Annika, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here. Thank you for having us all on and coming with your information, Ron. And thank you all for being on this show tonight. So we have an hour healing show with Ron Amatron, who's the Creation Lightship Ambassador that is here to help us with the process of getting more of our spirit into our bodies. And if you are new to this show, it's a wonderful thing to listen to these shows and also just go to the website. There's a lot of information on what Ron is actually doing on the website, which is creationlightship.com. We welcome your suggestions for clearings. We do clearing samples on the show, and also if you have questions for Ron, you can post them on the fast chat, which is the BBS fast chat, and you can also go to give us a call. I did post the numbers on there. There's one toll-free number, which is toll-free in the U.S. and Canada. That's the first one. That's 888-815-9756. Sorry, I lost it there for a second, but there it is again. So we welcome callers, and if you want the other numbers, they're also on the website for BBS Station 1, which is what we're on today. And I wanted to tell you about something exciting that I'm doing right now that I just got up here. There's a new free clearing on the website, and that is under emergency healing. So if you go to the website and you come to the first page, you go down on, scroll down a little bit, not that far, but on the left-hand side you see an introduction to Ron's work and what he does, and Creation Lightship info about the Ascension coming up and what Creation Lightship is. And then you go a little bit further down, and then there are some free emergency healings. And the third one there is a new healing that we haven't had on before. So thank you so much for offering that. It's called Darkness to Light Clearing. And basically what that healing provides is it allows any energies to come into the light. So you can put that up for yourself or for other people. That's okay to do for somebody else. And spirit does not say no to a healing. So maybe you want to go a little bit into that too, Ron, and explain a little bit about what that is all about.
Yeah, it's a brand new clearing that we put up. So what happens is the darkness, there are darkness beings, aliens without spirits or souls in their body, and they want to come into the light, but they have no way of doing so. If they approach the light, they will be terminated because they have darkness, just like yourself. Going to the light. That's the way you can't go to the light ship, because they would see you as a breach and being, you know, in darkness. The parts of you that are not in the light would not be in existence. So this is the way it is. The darkness cannot come to the light ship. So this clearing will allow them to go into the quarantine room, and from there they can have a spirit or soul put back into their body or put into it for the first time. So this is mainly designed for darkness beings, if you want to call it that. Now, I'm not saying that all the darkness beings are negative, okay? This is the way they can come into the light. There are ones that definitely are dark, and these darkness ones cause us problems here with the mind control, etc. But they're also invited. So any being that is created not from the light has now the possibility to come into the light. And then they have a spirit or soul put into them, and then they're known as, you know, a being that would be like yourself, created from the light. And they're not a light being, but they are a being that holds light consciousness, and then they can use free choice, free will. Otherwise, they're being controlled and manipulated by some other darkness energy, just like we are here, and have here, remember, as above, so below. So if it's not good here, what's controlling us? Something above us is controlling us. Well, then as above, so below. Then something above them is controlling them. And so this is a chance in a way that the darkness beings can, you know, go to the light. Now, if for some reason that, you know, you go to work and you see a person there that's very negative and you think that they're maybe being controlled and they're having, you know, giving you a poor life, then maybe there's some darkness being inside of them. So you can put this on and remember, the light will not force anything to come to it. But if this being maybe is upsetting them, making them upset you because they want to come into the light, or maybe you possibly are under attack, thinking that you're under attack by the darkness, and they're just trying to rattle your cage so that you can get them to go to the light, then you can go to this clearing and feel them leave you. And you're doing the dark side a big favor. Because they're able now to come to the light. This is on the website. So if you all want to try it right now, just go to the website and check it out. It takes 30 minutes, so you can get on it right now. And if you want to comment maybe about a half an hour from now how it felt, how it feels, even during the process, call in, please, and let us know. And you may feel yourself getting very light because these things will want to, you know, go to the light, and they're probably already attached to you, so you're not going to necessarily be, you know, a doorway for this to go through. It's all the ones that are connected to you. So, back to you, Annika. How's it feeling for you?
Yeah, it feels really good here and very powerful. So, yeah, I'm really enjoying it, and I think it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to do. I mean, if we all do that and help other people have more, because mainly we are releasing a lot of what we need to have go into the light. And I'm kind of referring a little bit to, you know, entities and that sort of thing, that is a lot of your work in what we usually go through here on this show too, and do a little bit of that. So I actually read something today while seeing a friend in a book by Eckhart Tolle, or Tolle, if you're German, I guess. So anyway, that just reminded me a little bit of that. It's like there's a lot of people out there that do talk a little bit in some similarities to entities, even though he says it a little bit differently. But I just wanted to read that since there's no questions yet that I can see on the fast chat. So he says in the book, which I can't, that's interesting, I can't remember the title of that, but it probably doesn't matter. It's about living in the moment or living in the now anyway. I cannot live with myself any longer. This was the thought that kept repeating itself in my mind. Then suddenly I became aware of what a peculiar thought it was. Am I one or two? If I cannot live with myself, there must be two of me, the I and the self that I cannot live with. Maybe I thought only one of them is real. So what do you want to say about that, Ron?
Boy, no any directions on that. That's pretty heavy. Well, number one, off the bat, when I first started hearing it, okay, I thought, oh, that person needs the mind loop clearing, you know, the consecutive thought haunting them. And then it goes into, as I'm hearing it, well, might be an entity wanting to express itself through you. And then as you look closer at yourself, you go, wow, is this really me or not? And what I'm thinking right now, is that me or is it something else? That would be the embedded shadow body. We'll be doing that clearing online probably within a month here. So it's very, very interesting. So, yeah, he's correct, you know. How do you know who's talking to you? And is it you talking to yourself? Or is it, you know, just like people do on channeling? Are you bringing in something unknown to you? Is coming into your mind to talk to you? Or coming into your thoughts? So, very interesting. And so the answer to that is, how do I not do that? Well, then you have to be in the moment.
Yeah, the interesting, I do see,
thanks.
I did write the title down. It says, The Power of Now is the title. So that was interesting. There's some interesting parallels there as to what you do. So that looked interesting. But I thought we had a beep, actually. Is there a caller on?
Yes, hi, I'm Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Hi, Larry.
Yes, I wanted to talk about, in the same vein that you were talking about there, that I saw on the Internet where the psychologists are addressing the problem about their patients or clients talking to these entities, the voice in their mind, and they don't know it's shapeshifters or cologne bodies or shadow bodies. They don't know that, but they say there's something in there. They don't know what it is, but it is a voice. They all agree with that. And they have their patients, they go to a support group that's called voice listeners, support group, and they talk about the voice talking to them, and they speak back to them, their advisors speak back to the voice, and because otherwise they're afraid of it, but they start to face up to it and speak back to it with one another dialogue, and then they start to organize. And one girl says, well, she doesn't speak to her voice in her head until once a day between 6 and 6:30 p.m., and then he leaves her alone. And then she can get through her college degree as far as her degree in psychology is concerned. But they don't understand these are aliens inside of them. So they're trying to organize with them by speaking to them, and that things work out better for them. But this is all body energy. It's not the light, and they don't know the light. But that may be the next best thing. But I talked to a person today, and he doesn't believe in the light, but understand it. But so he said he would talk to his wife, that she always wants to punish him because of the illusions, because the voice accuses him of not doing his job for supporting her. So she wants to punish him. And then he decided to talk to the voice and to see if the voice would stop accusing him because he's innocent, you know. And he thought about dialoguing, and I don't know what Ron's view is about dialoguing. These are peaceful entities, a lot of them, and they get away with it. But they're not the wrathful entities that we talked about where they're resentful. They attack people, and they try to do them a lot of harm, but these are more or less peaceful entities they're talking about. Wondering what, I know these are body energies, and they're not right for us of the light, but they seem to be of the people who are of the body energy, that they seem to be just a little, a tiny bit of a step forward in that regard. And I'm wondering what Ron's viewpoint would be about that.
Good question. So I guess the main question would be, are all entities that people have inside of their bodies bad? I would say probably not. They should not be with you, though. But so for that, they should not be with you, and they would be bad being with you. Okay, but as far as being in you, talking to you, some can give you, you know, good advice, but still, it's not you. So it's hard to say, you know, is it helpful? Yeah, you might have what do you think spirit guides are? Spirit guides are entities normally. It's not some kind of angel or something coming to you. It's probably one of your relatives or some entity that wanted to become and known as a spirit guide. So spirit guides do give you good information sometimes. It's just when they attach to your body and want to live their life through you is where the problem is, okay? And remember, you have all the answers yourself, so you don't need spirit guides. But, you know, that's a good crutch for people. People do readings. They go, I'm going to talk to your spirit guides. So right away you go, oh, wow, I got some spirit guides here. And you go, how many do I have? And they go, oh, man, you got a lot. You got 27 of them. And you go, oh, man, that's wonderful. The last person only had 4. And so now you're really excited because of all these guides? Well, that just means you have more entities. And what if they don't agree on the same thing? You know, are they all going to say, yeah, we're all behind you, and all 27 of us have the exact same information for you? Well, probably not. So now you're running your life going nuts with all these things telling you what to do inside of your head, or maybe you spend a lot of money going to readers, and they pick out different ones at different times. So this is kind of how it works. So you have to really understand that, you know, some aren't bad. So I'll turn it back over to you, Annika. Have you ever had anybody tell you how many guides you've had in the past?
Yes, I definitely have. I think I've told a few people that too. So, yeah, I was definitely not in the light myself. So, yeah. It's funny how you say that, you know, speaking to spirit guides, and thank you so much, Larry, for talking about what they do and this life listeners that you were talking about. That's very interesting.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
And
I'll bring up one other thing, very, very well-known healer, okay, a lot more popular than me, and you probably have all heard of him. His first name is John, so you have John of God, okay? So I'm not going to talk bad about John of God, but by his own information that he puts out, he uses entities to do healings with, and they control his body. So when you go to him, these entities are actually what's working through him to do healings on you. Now, I won't have any judgment on that. I myself, you know, would not really want to have an entity do healing on me, okay? Even if they are, say, doctors. That's your choice, though. But I'm just kind of throwing that out to everybody here. The worst thing that you want to or don't want to have happen, you've all heard of doctors who maybe botched an operation or something, okay? And they're working on you. So we're switching into a different venue here. I just stopped talking about John of God, okay? So I just thought I'd bring that out as far as entities, okay? And he's using doctor entities that lived in the past, okay? Now we'll talk about doctors now that are doctors. So we'll say they go out and maybe they have a bad night before, maybe they take drugs themselves or whatever, and for some reason they got an entity or hundreds or thousands of them inside of their body, and now they're going to do an operation on you. And this entity goes, oh, man, I've always wanted to become a doctor. And now it's able to take full control of the body of the doctor, and so you're going maybe under the knife, and you're hoping that, oh, man, I hope this guy does a good job. Well, you're assuming that you have the doctor in full integrity, and all that's in him is what knows how to do his practice, okay? Well, what if you have somebody in there who, we'll just say, worked at a meat market, you know, butchering beef and stuff, you know, and this thing came in and goes, oh, man, yeah, I know how to cut up stuff. I'm going to be a doctor today. Well, hello. And then we hear there was a gentleman a long time ago, I'll just say maybe 20 years ago possibly, and I don't know what happened. It was on the news. But somehow he worked his way into a hospital, and he managed to have patients. And he just put the, maybe he went inside and put on the white gown or whatever he did, you know, the lab coat. And then he told people to come to this hospital. And somehow he was able to do operations on them. I don't know how this even happened. You know, you hear about this, you go, wow, this sounds pretty bizarre. But he was actually carrying and healing lots of people. And he wasn't a doctor at all. So he probably had entities too. And how he was able to do that, I don't know. But I won't go into anything like that. But from what I can recall, this was a long time ago, the people that he worked with, they were very pleased with what he did. So anyway, but basically you don't really want to have entities. So what I tell people, and they call me up, they go, Ron, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going into, you know, surgery or something, or going to the dentist. What can I do to help? I go, well, number one, make sure that the person that took the class, okay, the spirit of the person that took the class to become a doctor or dentist is in the body so that they have that knowledge. And going a little further, stretching this out a bit, it could be an entity in that person who wants to be a doctor. So you may want to have that one in the body. But the one that trained, okay, whatever the consciousness is or was that trained to do what they're doing, you want the best one there to work with you. So, you know, I'm assuming at first that the spirit of that person wanted to do this, okay? And so you would normally ask that spirit to come forth and to kick out the entity so that it knows what it's doing. But on the other hand, you know, the twist to this here is that maybe an entity came in and, you know, wants to do this practice. So you want the best one to do the work for you. Kind of interesting to promote an entity, but that's kind of what you actually want. So very interesting. So back to you, Annika.
Okay, so thank you, Larry. I don't know if you're still on and if you wanted to say something else. I don't know if you're there.
I'm still here. No, I'm listening and learning. I'm just listening and learning at this point.
Good. So any more comments that come up with what we were just talking about?
No, I think what Ron said is that you trust that entity working through that doctor. Is that what he's saying? That they're working together, or you trust the doctor by himself, because they all have entities in them that they will perform that operation. They did the course. They followed the instructions. They had the wherewithal. So you can trust that source is what Ron said. Isn't that what you're saying, Ron?
Yeah, so you want the one that did the training, you know. So
training.
Yeah.
Hopefully that the doctor was in integrity, but looking at people now, you know, I don't know, but oh, boy. Very strange, isn't it?
Yeah, that is strange.
Well, the one that knows how to do
the world, we have to abide by it sometime, and we balance the scales, I think.
Yeah, so it's quite interesting. But you want the one to be with you that knows what you're doing. That's what I'm saying. So,
okay.
So, you know, hopefully the spirit isn't out to lunch, you know, and check out the doctor's eyes, you know, if they're home or not. Lights on, nobody home, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure that, you know, they look pretty bright and they can look you back in the eye, because entities will not normally want to look you in the eyes because they get caught, okay? Or they may not get caught by you, but you're going to see that the person isn't home. Remember, the spirit looks out of your eyes. So an entity kind of looks around the eyes, but does not look out of the center of your eye, out of the pupil. So it's a little different. But you want to make sure that doctor is fully conscious, aware, and had plenty of sleep, let's put it that way. So back to you, Annika.
So I'm going to go on here. Marcy had an experience and was wondering a little bit about the Bible, that somebody wanted to pray for her, and she said, "I do not pray the way most pray." And she brought up the light ship, and she just wants to ask, basically, is there any truth in the Bible, and is it still thought of as holy? And now I'm kind of summarizing some of what she wrote here, but Marcy, you might want to comment if there's more to this, but that's kind of what I'm getting from her question.
Boy, I'm not necessarily a Bible thumper. So, I don't know. Is there holes in the Bible? You know, that's holy, right? There's probably a lot of holes. You know, it's you know, remember, it's what's kind of, it's a hard question to answer, you know. I'm sure there's truth in everything, okay? There's even truth in your newspaper that you have. You know, we took away on one of my workshops the energy of the Ten Commandments. So that's probably the main thing that people relate to when they go to church. Don't you always go by the Ten Commandments? Well, the energy that was on them was just awful. The mind controlling programs that are in those letters and words, although it sounds great, you know. Thou shalt not kill. you know, I don't know why we have war still. It's, you know, on the surface it sounds pretty good, you know, but doesn't the ministerial people bless the soldiers to go kill somebody else? But yet this is thou shalt not kill, you know. And then I guess the aliens said thou shalt have no other gods before thee or before me or whatever, you know. Well, I guess they wanted to have the pecking order there because they wanted to have themselves up first and not to have you come out. But I won't get into too much of that. So, yeah, there's truth in everything. You know, unfortunately,
yeah,
there's been a lot of wars that's happened because people have read something and maybe that information was not exactly channeled correctly or transcribed correctly. And this is probably why we have the state of affairs on this planet, because of religions. So, anyway, I really can't get into the Bible too much.
Yeah. I mean, one big difference, if we could speak a little bit about just a difference that I have, you know, that's kind of a basic one, but speaking about the pecking order that you mentioned, Ron, about what all the hierarchies in the Bible and all the ones that are higher, so-called higher beings than us, and how that is different with the creation lightship and what that's all about. Maybe you want to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, in light there's no such thing as a hierarchy. It's just light is light. If there was, then all of a sudden there would not be, you know, it would have to be judgment. And the judgment then would bring it out of the integrity of light and the integrity of, you know, source energy of not judging. So that's kind of how I see it. Whenever you have anything that's above or below something, then you have a hierarchy. And then you have judgment, because you have to judge to put it into a slot. And that's the problem with, you know, people talk about the spiritual hierarchy or this or that or the other, and it's just a way of control. And down on this planet, being in the mind energy of time, we are in a hierarchy. This is what we live in. And, you know, I don't know, imagine the people who are on the top, it's working great for them, you know, those few people, but everyone else is suffering because of the hierarchy. So in true light, there's no such thing as hierarchy. The light cannot judge itself. If it did, then it would be the darkness. And that's the difference. This is why when you go to your heart center, in fact, we'll do the mind-to-heart drop right now. So when you go to your heart, you can't have a negative thought or a positive thought, because that's judgment. And so if you're the first-time listener, I've talked a couple times about positive thoughts, and right away I might be pushing your buttons, but it's still judgment according to how you're judging that thought and how someone else is judging that thought, and it's still judgment. So a thought is judgment. When you're in the moment, there's no thoughts. Everything is perfect, whole and complete, and you have peace, and that's the difference. So here we go. Let's drop down into your heart. So here we go. Think of an elevator. We'll go from 10 to 1, like dropping down floors. So here we go. We're going to take your awakening thoughts and drop it into your heart center. So here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1, and 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel peace energy, and the way you know if you're in your heart is to try to think of a positive or negative thought. And if you have either one of those, you're not there. You should feel complete peace. So, back to you.
Yeah. Is that me? So, Ron, since we talked a bit about entities, do you feel like doing maybe a sample of the entity clearing and help us out here to release some of that?
Yeah, so let's do... the alien ones, okay? These are the ones that want to come into the light. So we'll just do like a sample on the website here. It's a brand new page. It was put up today. So if you want to go to that, you can. It's a half an hour clearing, I believe. But we'll just take some out of you that do want to go to the light Maybe they've probably been with you for a long time. Maybe they're kind of like watching this program off and on, listening, and wondering what it's about. Remember, you have to realize, and I'll talk about the darkness here. You have to realize that these beings are real, okay? They're invisible to you, but they are real, just like your spirit would be real. But they were somehow created in a different life form, a different planet, a different species, different race, and they don't know anything about the light. And the light to them might be horrifying because they don't know anything about it. All they know is that you're able to have free choice, free will, and they have a mind control program that they're running. So to them, it might just be awful. But some might be curious to come into the light to experience that. So, like I said, the darkness by itself is not bad. It's only when it comes into the light and manipulates you. So if you understand that, you can see where I'm coming from here. So this is why this clearing is so wonderful, because there are beings out there of darkness. Then they could have did bad things to you. You know, it's very possible, you know, but the light doesn't judge them. But if they want to come into the light, they can. This is an opportunity for them, a wonderful opportunity to come into the light. And so this is what it's there for. So, you know, I'm not necessarily, you know, bashing the darkness all the time, because there are beings that are like yourself that, in fact, people that are in the light here that have a spirit, a lot of those people could either be ignorant, and the worst thing from having ignorance is being stupid, okay? And so here I am kind of judging a little bit here, but, you know, if they are stupid and they don't know about the light, then they're just as bad as the darkness beings, because they don't understand. When you're ignorant, then you just don't know, and that's better off, okay? You're better off being ignorant than having a judgment on something. It just means you don't have enough information. So these entities that could be with you, energies of darkness, they want to come into the light now. I'm going to count to 10. We'll let them do that. And you might feel yourself have these things leave you. You can also, if you wish, have them come back to you. You don't know who they are, but you can ask them for help and assistance. Maybe they want to be with you for a little bit to hang out. Maybe they've been with you for your whole life. Maybe they're used to your actions, your personality. And maybe they could actually, in a sense, help you. I don't really recommend that, but you can ask them for a gift. But you do want to be in control completely with your body, okay? So you don't really want to have them as a spirit guide, but some people might want them to stick around for maybe a week. Maybe they might want to converse with them. Maybe they may want to get information from them. Nothing's wrong with that. Remember, John on God uses entities to heal people. So there are, you know, intelligent entities out there. Just that I don't think I'd want one to work with me, you know, but I won't go any further than that. But here we go. So on a count of five to release them. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, you have free choice, free will. And sometimes they'll come back and give you a gift if you request that, and they'll thank you for bringing them into the light. It's quite a wonderful experience to do that. So here we go. Do it again here for the entities that are with people around them that do want to come into the light. They won't be terminated. This is their chance to leave. So you're giving them a great gift. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So now we're going to do an entity clearing. These are the ghosts that we call them here. These are the ones that are emotional bodies of people that are living with you, that should not be with you. They lost their body, they looked for a host, and somehow they settled for you for whatever reason. Maybe you asked them to come into you, you know. You go, oh, God, I need to have this math test, you know, or I'm taking the spinal and it's really bad, and oh, God, please help me. Asking a favor, remember, to something out there. And this entity goes, boy, I want to be God today. I'll come into that body. Maybe it's very smart. Maybe it knows about your subject title or something. And, but did you ask them to leave? No. Did you command them to leave? No. They're still with you. So here we go. Releasing entities now. These are ghosts. So here we go. Might be your ancestors. Might even be your one of your ex-girlfriends, you know, who are hanging out with you too, or boyfriend, you know. Maybe the emotional body likes you more than them. And you keep wondering why you're having thoughts of that person. You can't get rid of it. They're with you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So I'll just tell a little story about that. A long time ago, I worked with this person. I just can't remember who he was, his name or anything else, but he was in Vietnam. And somehow he was there, and a lot of the soldiers that he was with got wounded quite badly, and they couldn't really have any medical attention. And I guess the Viet Cong was coming to them, and they would have taken them as, you know, prisoners and probably tortured them or something. And so what he did, I guess there was maybe about eight of them, and he was not injured at all. So he went up to each one of them, and he said he's going to kill them because he didn't want them to be taken, you know, as prisoners. And they agreed to that because they wanted to have that done more than being prisoners or being tortured, et cetera. So I think he killed about eight people. And in the process, he asked for their spirit, which is what he thought, probably their emotional body also, to be with him. And they were haunting him for years. I think I think he was in Vietnam, I'm just guessing, probably about 66. And I think I saw him maybe 15 years after that, approximately, okay? In the early 80s, maybe late 70s, 10 to 15 years. And so I said, man, you got these things around you. And he goes, I said, what happened? You know, because I'm seeing all these entities hanging on to him. And he goes, oh, yeah, he goes, my life is tortured. I actually, you know, had to kill these people because of what happened. So I wanted them to be with me, and they came with me now. And he says, but it's very hard on me because I keep getting their thoughts and stuff, and they're trying to run my life. So I did a few releases on him. It was very, very emotional for him because they came forward and he actually saw their faces and how they looked, you know, when he shot them and also, you know, their battle wounds, et cetera. And I did help him out to a certain extent. He still wanted to keep some of them with him, but I never saw him again after that. But that's what happened. So one of the things where you actually take and bring somebody with you. And so that can happen, too. So anyway, I guess back to you, Annika.
Okay. So getting back to a little bit about what we talked about before, about the, you know, what's true and what's not true, what we've been told. And maybe because I mentioned the hierarchy that we're told about, with the angels and the archangels is above them, and, you know, there's the seraphims and whatnot above them. So Marcy was asking a little bit, is there angels? Are the angels real, and are there archangels?
Well, in mind energy, they all exist. So, yes, okay? In the light, there's only just a spirit of that particular one. So it could be very possible that one of the energies came down, and from there they got put into this caste system by the Galactic Federation, and we know them as that. Remember, whenever you have, like I said before, a caste system, a spiritual hierarchy, then, you know, you realize that you need to go to the one above if you want to have any work done. So the same system is in the Catholic Church. You know, you pray to Mother Mary, probably because she's able to bring that prayer, that information to Jesus. Why not go to Jesus directly? And then maybe Jesus takes it to, quote, unquote, his father, you know, I don't know. You know, so, you know, I always say, well, what if, you know, Mary's too busy, then what do? Go to a saint? Or, you know, it's hard to say. So anyway, all you do is you have a caste system there, and are you getting the right one, you know? Hopefully you are, but mainly you want to go to your heart and get out of that system. So are they real? Of course. Everything's real in the darkness, you know. Is there pain in the darkness? Yes. Is there no pain in the darkness? Yes. You know, is there truth in the darkness? Yes. Is there non-truth? Yes. Everything in the darkness is there. Everything is created. So, yes, the same thing with these spiritual energies. What we have on the website is these particular beings, and it's not that they're going to be really any different when I do a activation on them, when I go out and go to the different events or people call me up and they buy one from me. We bring in the original spirit energy. So it's not like, you know, like Archangel Michael is going to be much more powerful than Melchizedek or anything else. It's just a different energy, and people can relate to that, okay? Remember, you're made up of all these energies, too. And so you may be guided, in a sense, I don't want to use that term, that sounds like something's guiding you. You may be drawn, we'll say, put it that way, to an energy, because there are energy that you're missing inside of yourself. And so by having the energy, then all of a sudden you could have it, and then as you incorporate it with you, become more of that energy, then you don't need that particular, say, crutch any longer. Although the energies are nice to have, because they do remind you and bring you into the divine presence. And this is what it is. But in true light, there's no such thing as all the same. But down here, they will change the energies a little bit according to what you need to get out of it. Because what you get is a frequency of what you're tuning into. Because they all have the same energy to them. Just that you're going to feel it a little different because that's what you're missing. Like I said, once you integrate it all, then it's going to feel all the same to you. So that's the way it works. But in the mind of the darkness, in the light of the, in the darkness that created its false light, the darkness of light, the light of the darkness, whatever way you want to say it, there is a difference. And so you have what these things are for, what they're doing to you, how they're helping you, you know. And, you know, people have, in the old days, you know, the St. Christopher medals. People used to wear them around their neck all the time. And they used to have the statue of Mother Mary on their dashboards. I don't see that too often anymore. You know, when I grew up younger, you know, a long time ago, you know, that's all that I saw, you know, is people have these on their dashboards. And the St. Christopher medals. But that's just because they gave energy. And is the energy from the light? Probably not, but it looks good. And you don't know the difference, so you think that it's going to be good. So that's kind of the way it works here. So anyway, it's just the way that things are working here. And you have to understand that everything that the light created is also created by the darkness. So,
okay,
Annika, yeah, about the archangels and things?
Yeah, that was really good. I mean, we can go on about this forever. I just wanted to bring one more thing up that Marcy is asking about. Maitreya, you said, is not from the light ship, and that's it pretty much, right?
Yeah, Maitreya is... I've never seen that energy on the light ship, okay?
Yeah.
I probably have looked, I don't know, I'd say 50 times at least. People ask me, and I go to events, and there's somebody promoting Maitreya, and I just can't find the energy there, you know?
Yeah.
Something else I can find normally if it's a divine being, but I just haven't found Maitreya. So, you know, I'm not docking that energy at all. Remember, everything, you know, and maybe this energy wants to go into the light. Maybe it's trying to go into the light, and it's representing the light, and it really wants to go. In fact, let's do a clearing for Maitreya. So if the energy of Maitreya, whatever alien race that is, or alien being, or whatever, if it wants to go into the light, now it can. Here we go. So there's no judgment there. So I'll count to five, and here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five, and one, two, three, four, and five. So if it chose to go, it did. Remember, there's many people channeling Maitreya. There's many people channeling Archangel Michael and Jesus and God and everything out there. These are all the darkness energies that is created by the light of the darkness. And so they do look like light to most people. Remember, all churches have things that look like light in them, but you have to go to yourself. This is what this program is about, to connect to your own divinity inside of yourself. This is where the light is. It's never outside of yourself. The light does not promote itself. Because how could it promote itself? It has to be in judgment. It has to tell you that, you know, everything outside of itself is darkness. This is what I basically am doing on all my different shows and stuff, to get you to connect to yourself. But the mind is so powerful in people, they don't understand it. And remember, the mind gives you the self-fulfilling prophecies, and you have all that dialogue, all the storyline stuff, all the books out there. So it's just the way it is. And but you, everybody has the light. So if you were to recognize that you have the light with you, then you don't need any books, just need one. That page in the first book that you ever would have, and maybe the last book would just say to go within when you opened it up. That's it. That's what Jesus taught. Very, very simple. And that's what this show's about, is to connect you more with your spirit energy. So back to you, Annika.
So whatever that was, it was very, very strong. And I don't really even know Maitreya, but you hit the nail on the head, I think, there.
Well, that's kind of the way it is. If everything got cleared out of darkness, and the darkness that would like to go to the light had a chance, this might be a better planet. So remember, like I say, there, you know, you people point fingers at, we'll just say, politicians and governments and things. Well, you know, these people are being controlled by something, somewhere, somehow. I'll just say by they, okay? And then the they that's controlling them is also being controlled. So nobody wants to be controlled ever. And so as we start doing more clearings, you know, the they out there will become clear. And maybe we'll have a wonderful place here, and we can live in harmony and peace. So that's kind of the way it is. I have a lot of questions from Marcy here about stuff. You know, it's just a lot to talk about. I'll be doing another conference call, Q&A, this coming Friday after the BBS show on Station 2. I'll give you the phone number, then we'll have to sign off here. So the phone number, if you want to put it on the fast chat, and here we go. It's 646-519-5800. I'll repeat that. 646-519-5800. And they'll prompt you for a PIN number, which is 9009, and then you press the pound sign. So 9009. This will be this coming Friday, and the BBS program, we'll say, gets off about 8 o'clock, so about 8 o'clock on. Last time we were on for about an hour and a half, so I don't like it to run too much longer than that. So if you want to come on and ask questions, I love the newcomers to come on. That way you can get questions about the light ship. And the archive healings do work on all of the programs. They'll work for you for probably about 2 months. And then after that, if you don't get it, then I can't help you any more than that because I don't want to use my energy up by helping somebody who keeps going on doing a clearing every day. You have to do the clearings to get well. These are just strictly samples that I do. The samples that will not work or the clearings are all the ones on Saturdays, but you can still listen to the programs on Saturday. You will feel love energy, peace energy coming to you, but the light ship healing will not work, and there's only maybe one or two where they will not work on the archive. So basically, all the archive healings will definitely work for you for a couple of months, and that way you can understand what the light ship is, how fast it works, and that you need to have a clearing. That's why we put clearings out. So I'll say blessings to all of you, and bring up the light beam. We'll do the headache energy. We have to get off now because of the next program, but just bring it up. And I'll charge it up. So blessings to all of you. Our next BBS program is Wednesday at 7 o'clock Pacific on Station 1. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.